Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Patricia Jones.
I've always been in the medical field, so nursing and nursing has always been something that I've done since high school, being in nursing homes, hospital, and then I transitioned to nutrition. And my husband, he's always been an inventor and a creator. I've been vegan about 4 years now. I had a friend who was vegan, and, you know, we started picking our brains. Once I knew how the animals were being abused, what was really being put in our food, and where our food comes before it comes hits our plate, changed everything. What it is to be vegan is to not eat anything that is anything from an animal byproduct. Your food that is 100% plant-based, no dairy, no egg. My husband and I went vegan. We did it together. He's the one that actually created our meat substitute. So, you know, we've been together 19 years. You know, we've been very family-oriented. So, like anything, you know, we had to do this together in order to succeed. When we went vegan, it was so challenging. You know, it was so hard because we knew what not to eat, but we didn't know what to eat. But we were foodies, so we didn't just want to eat anything. We went home and broke it down to our kids and told them our decisions for why we were going to do what we wanted to do. It was about 4 years ago. So my son now is 13, so he was 9 years old. My daughter, she's 15 now. I have a 17-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 21-year-old, and two granddaughters who are vegan babies. We went home. I remember the day my husband and I went home. You know, my son broke down crying. You know, he didn't know what that meant. You know, he was just like, what do you mean we're not going to, does that mean what we're going to eat is salad? You know, because a lot of people don't really understand what this means and why they do it. You know, we did it for ethical reasons. We just wanted to choose a better pathway for our family. So once we went home and my son wiped away all his tears and knew that this wasn't the end of life, then we were like, man, there must be other people in our predicament where they're trying to live this lifestyle, eat healthy, but there's not a lot of places to go, you know, without compromising taste. So my husband and I had the opportunity and blessing to decide to share our world with our community. And that's when we decided that we had to make a change, make this a little bit more convenient. And we opened up our own restaurant in Delray, downtown Delray Beach. The name of our restaurant is The New Vegan. Our home menu is gluten-free, soy-free, wheat-free, dairy-free. We've done competitions. It's food where everyone can enjoy. And our customers appreciate what we provide because we wanted to create an umbrella where everyone was included. So it not only brought our family together, but it encouraged my kids to enjoy cooking more. They're becoming creative and making dishes that they love, which is so amazing. I'll come home and they've already made dinner where they didn't enjoy cooking before. As a parent, I'm definitely proud of where we're at right now.
Patricia Jones with a story about becoming vegan.
You know, Michael, there are so many movies out there. I'm thinking Bread and Chocolate. I'm thinking Babette's Feast. But there are stories that connect food and love and food and nurturing. So I love this story first and foremost because it connects food, family. I mean, this woman is a restaurant owner and she says she was a nurse. She was a nurturer and she's still doing that.
As much as she tries to make vegan food sound appealing, I'm afraid that a majority of her audience won't go for that.
You know, I don't think she's proselytizing. I know that you're not saying that. But as a vegan myself, I can say that I've had some terrific meals, including at her restaurant. And you would be surprised.
I think I would be surprised if anybody who's a big meat eater would even consider going to the restaurant.
Well, you know what I love about this story? She gets it. I mean, she says her kids started crying. I mean, I just love that. My husband would start crying if he were told he couldn't have meat anymore. And I can just, I get it. I really do. I mean, I don't share that feeling at all. But if somebody tells you you can't do something right away, you want to do it with all your heart. What I loved about the story, however, was that to help people see that this isn't a matter of giving up, so much a matter of transformation.
She had so much enthusiasm. You think she was starting a revolution?
Well, I think she's jumping on a revolutionary bandwagon, maybe. But again, when your husband is doing something that you're doing, when your children are doing something, when you're all in it together, it becomes a lifestyle. It becomes something that you share on the deepest level. And so this is not just a story about family. It's not just a story about health. I hate to use the word symbol because it sounds so highfalutin, but food becomes a symbol, or veganism becomes a symbol of what you do to keep people healthy, to keep people alive, to keep people feeling loved and well-fed.
Well, she did have a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of dedication.
Your audience, whether it's one person across a kitchen table or 4 million people listening to a radio show, your audience is going to sense that because this is her passion. Now, not every story that we tell in life is going to be about our passion, although I do think we need to tell those stories more often. But if we can find passion about some element of a story, if we can find something new, something that touches us, something that we care about whatever we're talking about, it's going to come across and people are going to care too.
Well, thank you for bringing that story in, Karen. We want to hear of our listeners' passions. How can they get in touch with you if they'd like to share it?
Send me an email at cneil, that's N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me, 305-995-2264. Our website has contact information as well as archived stories at wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.